on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is continuing coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Thank you. Be seated. Court is in session.
22-117 Commonwealth versus Karen Reed. Counsel?
All right. Counsel wanted to see me at sidebar.
We don't need to be seen at sidebar, Your Honor, but I do need to be seen about an issue from yesterday.
So you'd like to be heard?
Well, yes, I would.
Okay, I'll hear you. What is it about?
Your Honor, we are not only renewing our objection to the alleged harassment evidence that came in yesterday, but we're specifically moving to strike that testimony and specifically asking the court, before we get started today, to instruct the jury that they are to disregard that evidence. And I wanted to point out to the court that it is our view, we didn't even come close to opening the door to that evidence. I had just asked the witness if she had turned over those text messages to the state police when she spoke to them on August 25th of 2023. I've asked every witness when was the first time that they spoke to the state police. That was the first time Ali McCabe spoke to the state police. None of that conversation had anything to do with harassment whatsoever. It was strictly related to the death of John O'Keefe and the investigation of John O'Keefe. I stayed completely clear of any discussion of harassment whatsoever. I only focused on the federal grand jury and the approach by the state police on August 25. I opened no door. I didn't even approach the door. And yet, that evidence came in. It led to a moment where, you know, that Mr. Lally, I believe, has been waiting for, which is for a witness to break down on the stand and feel sorry for themselves to gain sympathy before this jury. It was prejudicial to our client. It's prejudicial to our defense. It is error, and we're asking the court to correct it.
All right. What do you say, Commonwealth?
Your Honor, counsel absolutely opened the door as far as the questioning was concerned. It was not just the characterization of the questioning is just simply inaccurate. As far as the questions that were posed to the witness, it was more geared towards why, implying that the witness only provided this after testifying at the other proceeding or being questioned about it in that environment, and that's the only reason that she had these messages, and why hadn't she turned these messages over earlier? And that is in direct response to the harassment that that witness and her entire family, as well as Mr. Albert, had sustained as a result of actions by several different parties, including counsel. So for those reasons, it was proper. There was nothing, I don't think it was more than 5 minutes of testimony concerning it, and it was because counsel opened the door to it.
Okay, thank you. All right, so Ms. Giannetti, I remember clearly the lines of inquiry that you initiated. So I disagree with you in the strongest way possible. You've made your record. Your motion's denied.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, so let's bring in the jurors, please. Jim.
Thank you. Court, all rise in the jury room. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All parties having anything to do before the Honorable First Justice Beverly Pannoni, now sitting in the Dedham Superior Court, in for the County of Norfolk, draw near, give your attendance, you shall be heard. God save the Commonwealth and this good court. Thank you, may be seated. Court now in session.
22-117, the Commonwealth versus Karen Reed.
All right, good morning, counsel. Good morning, Ms. Reed. Good morning, jurors.
Good morning.
So I have to ask you those same three questions. Were you all able to follow the instructions and refrain from discussing this case with anyone since we left yesterday?
Yes.
Everyone said yes and nodded affirmatively. Were you also able to follow the instructions and refrain from doing any independent research or investigation into this case?
Yes.
Everyone said yes and nodded affirmatively. Did anyone happen to see, hear, or read anything about this case since we left the other day? Yesterday. Thank you very much. Everyone said no or shook their heads. All right, may we have Mr. Albert, please?
Step up. Just watch the step on me here. You may stand and face the clock.
Raise right hand. You saw us with the other two, the court and jury in the case now here, to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so.
I do.
Thank you.
All right, whenever you're ready, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Albert, who did you talk to in order to prepare for your testimony starting yesterday?
Can you rephrase that question, please?
Rephrase the question? You didn't understand my question?
No.
Okay. Who did you speak to in order to prepare for your testimony yesterday?
My lawyer.
Other than your lawyer, who did you speak to prepare for your testimony yesterday?
No one.
You didn't speak to your parents?
No.
You didn't speak to your mom, your dad?
Nope.
At any time before yesterday about your testimony or your statements?
Nope.
Did you discuss with your parents their testimony?
No.
So after they got off the witness stand, your dad didn't come home and say, here's how my day went?
No.
Your mom didn't come home and say, here's how my day went?
Nope.
The Albert family just ignored the fact that both of them testified in a court of law before a jury about the events of January 29th, 2022. Nothing was ever said?
No.
Did you talk to Mr. Lally at any point, before yesterday in preparation for your testimony?
Before yesterday, you said?
Correct.
Yes.
Tell me when.
Want to say a month ago about.
What did you talk about?
I got prepped for this.
Tell me what that means. What does it mean to prep for this?
What I'm going to be getting asked.
Okay. Remember my first question, very first question this morning? I said, have you spoken to anybody in order to prepare for your testimony? And you said, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not true. You spoke with Mr. Lau.
Okay. Yes.
It's not an okay, it's yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. You said that was about a month ago, correct?
Correct, around a month ago.
Around
a month ago, I'd say.
Tell me what you and Mr. Lally discussed.
The questions I would be asked here.
Can you be more detailed?
I don't remember everything he said.
Did he go over the questions that he believed he would ask?
I believe so.
Did you give him answers to those questions that you believed you would give in response to his questions?
Yes.
What questions did he tell you he was going to ask?
I don't remember.
What answers did you tell him you were going to give?
I don't remember.
That was just a month ago, right?
Yes.
Obviously, you've been thinking about this case quite a bit, haven't you?
Yeah.
Over the last 2.5 years?
No.
How long have you been thinking about this case?
Since people started writing about me on the internet.
How about since you were at a house where an individual ended up dead on the lawn the next morning? Did that prompt you to start thinking about this case?
No.
Not so much, huh?
Nope.
Did you speak with, when Mr. Lally spoke with you, who else was there?
The witness advocate, I believe, and...
Steve Nelson?
Yes.
Who else?
And... Is it Sergeant Tully, I believe?
Tully, T-U-L-L-Y?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Anybody else?
Not that I remember.
Sergeant Tully taking notes while you were having this conversation with Mr. Lally?
I do not remember.
Mr. Lally taking notes?
I do not remember.
Do you remember being told by either Sergeant Tully or Mr. Lally that your conversation was being recorded?
I do not remember.
How long was that meeting?
Say 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Were you given any instructions by either Sergeant Tully or Mr. Lally about your preparation for your testimony?
Can you rephrase that, please?
Sure. Did they give you any instructions about your the preparation for your testimony? How they wanted you to answer questions? The tone and tenor of your testimony?
No.
How they wanted you to dress, for instance?
No.
Other than that time a month ago, have you spoken with Mr. Lally or anybody from the DA's office since then, before yesterday?
No.
You watched any coverage of this case online?
Nope.
No social media?
No, I don't have social media.
No news coverage?
Nope.
Nightly news, Channel 25, Channel 5?
No.
National news?
Nope.
Blogs?
Nope.
So literally, according to you, you know zero about the media coverage concerning this case, Commonwealth versus Karen Reed.
Correct.
Did you talk to Allie before her testimony?
No.
When was the last time you did talk to Allie before she testified yesterday?
I don't remember.
Give me an idea. She's one of your best friends. A week ago, a day ago, a month ago.
I do not remember.
Could it have been a year ago?
I do not remember.
Okay. Could have been 5 years ago?
No.
Okay. So it's more recently than 5 years ago that you spoke to Allie.
I don't remember.
Okay. So you have no independent recollection as you sit here. The last time you talked to one of your best friends and your cousin about any subject.
No, I don't remember.
Were you ever told in preparation for your testimony, if you start to get stumped or nervous, just say, I don't remember?
Nope.
Nobody ever told you that?
Mm-mm. No.
No,
sorry.
It's okay. So nobody ever informed you that you might get nervous on the witness stand, there might be tough questions. The easiest way to get out of that is just say, yeah, I don't recall.
No.
So you just don't recall because your memory is that bad. You literally don't recall the last time you spoke with Cal.
Objection.
Ask that differently, Mr.
Sure.
Jackson.
Sure. Your testimony is you are not instructed to say, I don't remember. You just literally don't remember.
Correct.
It's an issue with your memory, not an instruction that you received.
Correct.
Right. But you do remember 2.5 years ago, You left 34 Fairview at 12:10 a.m., correct? Down to the minute.
Correct.
Got it. Did Mr. Lally, during this meeting that y'all had, did Mr. Lally show you anything? Items of evidence, photographs, videos, anything like that?
No.
Did you two talk about any evidence that you might see? Photographs, documents, videos?
Not that I remember.
He didn't show you the series of text messages between you and Miss McCabe, Allie?
I don't remember.
Okay, so you're not saying he didn't. You're just saying, again, you just don't remember.
Correct.
Okay. And this was, again, this was just a month ago.
Around a month, correct.
Could have been sooner than a month. Or let me ask that a different way. Could have been more recently than a month.
I don't know.
Don't know that either.
Mm-mm.
Is that no?
Yeah, no.
So, Mr. Albert, you have to answer yes or no, not just uh-huh.
All right, sorry.
Where were you when this meeting a month ago took place?
At the DA's office on Shawmut Road.
Who contacted you to come to the DA's office?
I do not remember that.
Don't remember that either?
No.
Phone call from Mr. Lally, maybe?
I don't believe that I received a phone call. Maybe my lawyer did or my father, but I don't know. I don't believe I did.
So if your father received a phone call and then told you you need to go to the DA's office to meet Mr. Lally, that would be a conversation with your dad about your preparation for your testimony, correct?
I wouldn't say so, no.
You wouldn't categorize that as such?
No.
Okay. Because, of course, even though you went to the DA's office to meet Mr. Lally and a sergeant from the Massachusetts State Police to talk about your testimony, you didn't mention that to your dad?
No.
Didn't mention that to your mom?
No.
And when you got done with that meeting, dad didn't ask you, how'd it go, son?
Nope.
Your mom didn't say, how was that meeting?
No.
About this massive murder case.
Objection.
Let me ask it a different way. Do you consider this to be a high-profile murder case?
Objection.
Sustained on relevancy. Ask it differently.
In your mind, this is an important case, correct? Obviously.
Correct.
But according to you, it just never comes up in the Albert household.
No.
You were asked to look at a couple of text messages yesterday. Looked a little bit like this. You seen that before?
Yes.
When did you see that before?
Yesterday.
Before yesterday, had you ever seen that before?
On my phone, yeah.
Okay, other than on your phone when you made the screenshot, had you ever seen that before? Did Mr. Lally ever show it to you?
Not that I remember, no.
So you two didn't discuss that in your meeting a month or less ago?
We could have. I don't remember.
But again, you don't remember.
Mm-mm.
No. Is that no?
No.
Did Mr. Lally tell you why he wanted to question you about those text messages?
I don't remember.
Did Mr. Lally tell you anything about what you might be asked on cross-examination?
No.
Did he ask you about any videos that you've ever posted?
No.
Did he ask you about any comments you've ever made online?
Nope.
Any photos you've ever been in?
No.
Any fights you've ever been in?
Nope.
Who's Courtney Proctor?
She's friendly with my aunt, Jillian.
I'm sorry?
My aunt, Jillian, she's friendly with.
When you say friendly with, describe that. What do you mean by friendly with?
I know that they're pretty friendly.
Have you ever been to Courtney Proctor's home?
Yes.
How many times would you say over the years?
4 or 5, maybe.
Her family is close to your family, it's fair to say.
Not that close. Close, though.
When you say not that close, but close, though, what does that mean?
I'd say we're more close when I was younger, not when I got older.
Okay. How old are you now? You're 20?
Correct.
Your Honor, may I approach?
Okay.
I have a photo I'd like to show Mr. Lally first. May I?
Yes.
Thank you. Take a look at that photo and tell me if you recognize it. Just look at it to yourself, please. Let me know if you, after you studied it for a second.
Yep.
You recognize the photo?
Yes.
Who's in that photo?
Objection.
So the objection sustained as to the content of the photo. Did you want to come to sidebar and explain this to me?
Yes. May I approach on?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Albert, approximately when was that photograph taken?
Objection.
We can get that, but we'll answer that question.
Ten years or less ago, I'd say. I don't.
You were the ring bearer in Courtney Proctor's wedding, were you not?
Objection.
I'll allow that.
Correct.
So when you say we're friendly, but not that, or we're close rather, but not that close, you were actually close enough to be a member of her wedding party when she was married to her now husband, correct?
When I was younger, correct.
Well, of course it was when you were younger. It was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is that yes?
Yeah.
That's my question. So for at least a decade, your family and the Proctor family has been close enough such that you and Albert were in her wedding, correct?
Objection.
Ask that differently, Mr. Jackson.
For the last, well, at least at that time, 10 years ago, your family was close enough to the Proctor family such that you were a ring bearer in Courtney Proctor's wedding, right?
Correct.
And who's Courtney Proctor's brother?
Michael Proctor.
And is Michael Proctor in the photograph that you're looking at?
Yes.
The person on the far left?
Correct.
Looks like he's in a tuxedo?
Correct.
You were also in a tuxedo?
Objection.
Sustained.
What I'm getting at is you all were part of the same wedding party, correct?
Correct.
And that's a photograph of Courtney Proctor's wedding and the entire wedding party, correct?
Objection.
Sustained.
Is that a photograph of a wedding party?
Objection.
Sustained.
Your Honor, may we approach?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Albert, I want you to look at that one more time. Both you and Michael Proctor are depicted in the photograph, correct?
Correct.
How long have you known Michael Proctor?
Since I was a little kid.
And you've known him well enough to know, I don't want you to tell me or tell the jurors, but you know where he lives.
Yeah.
You consider the Proctor family close to your family?
Yeah.
During the course of, for instance, just as an example, during the course of this event, joyous event at a wedding, you actually sat at the head table along with the Proctor family because you were given the honor of being a ring bearer in Courtney's wedding, correct?
Correct.
And you know, of course, that that is a, being in a wedding party is reserved for most special family members and friends, correct?
Objection.
Sustained.
In your mind, was that a special honor?
Objection.
Is that what you thought when you were little? When you were in that?
I'd say so, yeah.
Okay.
And you were never interviewed by Canton Police Department in connection with this case, correct?
No.
How many times were you interviewed by the Massachusetts State Police in connection with this case?
Once.
And that was in July of 2023, correct?
I don't remember exactly when it was.
About a year and a half after the events in question. Is that right?
Around there.
Okay. Would it refresh your recollection if you saw a copy of a report of that interview? Just to get the date?
Sure, yeah.
May I approach you on
it? Yes.
I may have just a moment, Your Honor.
Yes.
Take a look at paragraph one. It's in the middle of the paragraph. If you'll just read that to yourself, please. Got that?
Yeah.
You saw the July 18 date?
Yes.
2023?
Yes.
Does that refresh your recollection that that was the first time you were interviewed by the Massachusetts State Police?
Correct.
May I approach you on?
Yes.
Thank you. Who conducted that interview?
Michael Proctor and one of his partners, I believe. I don't remember.
Michael Proctor was the lead investigator that interviewed you, correct?
Correct.
That's the same Michael Proctor that appears on the far left of the photo of that wedding party, correct?
Correct.
Did you find that that interview, by the way, how long did the interview last, Michael Proctor?
I do not remember.
Do you remember testifying at one point that it was about 10 minutes?
No.
You testified at a different hearing, a different proceeding, not this proceeding. One other time, correct?
Correct.
I may have just a moment, Your Honor.
Yes.
May I approach?
Yes.
I need a foundational question first. I apologize. It's my fault, Mr. Albert. Do you believe it would refresh your recollection as to the length of that first interview if you were to see your testimony from a prior proceeding?
Yeah.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. Take a look at this, and I'm going to direct your attention to line 18 and 19 of that transcript. Let me know when you've reviewed it. Is that yes?
Yeah.
May I?
Yes.
Does that refresh your recollection?
Yes.
How long was that interview?
Which interview are you?
The interview that you had with Michael Proctor. That's what that question was about, that you just read.
I still don't remember.
Okay. Do you recall that it says that you testified? Question, how
objection.
Long did the interview last for?
Objection sustained where his memory is not refreshed. You can do this differently, you know that.
Did this refresh your recollection as to the question and answer, how you answered the question, how long that interview lasted?
Yes.
Okay. Did you say 10 minutes?
Yes.
So during the course of that 10-minute conversation that you had with Michael Proctor, what was the tone of that interview? You understand what I mean by tone?
I do not understand.
Okay. Was it hostile and accusatory?
Not that I remember, no.
Was it antagonistic or confrontational?
Can you use different words, please?
Sure. Was he being mean?
No.
Okay. He was being nice, right?
Professional, I'd say.
Yeah. Because yeah. You've known him almost your whole life, right?
Yes.
He was friendly and cordial.
Correct.
And the interview was comfortable.
Say it again.
The interview was comfortable.
Correct.
You didn't feel like you were on the hot seat.
No.
Did you find that the interview with Michael Proctor was consistent with the relationship that you've had with him your whole life? Meaning, he's always been friendly to you, he was just as friendly in that conversation.
Not really, no.
How is he different?
I'd say more professional.
Okay. Obviously he was doing a job, correct?
Correct.
But when you walked in, you recognized him?
Yes.
He recognized you?
Yes.
You made natural greetings with one another, correct?
Correct.
He questioned you about a few things?
Correct.
He didn't look at your phone? He didn't ask to take your phone away from you?
No.
He didn't ask to seize your phone or seize any other physical items from you?
No.
You weren't asked to come down to the police station and sit in an interview room or an interrogation room, were you?
No.
Matter of fact, where did the conversation take place for those 10 minutes?
In the DA's office on Shawmut Road.
DA's office on Shawmut Road. Who else was there other than Trooper Proctor and his partner at the time, Trooper Clark?
Can you refer?
Who else was there? Was it just Trooper Proctor, Michael Proctor, and Clark?
Yes.
Okay, so it was just the three?
Yes.
And Trooper Proctor was the one that was sort of leading the conversation?
Yes.
And when it was done, he said, you're free to go?
Correct.
And he didn't take your phone?
Nope.
He didn't ask you to look at any text messages?
Nope.
He didn't look through your phone?
Nope.
He didn't take any screenshots or videos of your phone or the contents of your phone?
Nope.
Just let you walk out the door?
Correct.
Your Honor, may I publish the photo?
Why don't you come over here for just 1 second?
May I have that, please?
May I inquire of you?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Albert, I want to shift gears for a quick second. On July 27th, you and your attorney appeared at a hearing in a separate proceeding, correct?
I don't.
Let me ask it a different way. You testified at a different proceeding, not this trial, but a different proceeding.
Correct.
Okay. You're put under oath. You appeared with your lawyer. You gave testimony, and that's part of what you looked at a second.
Correct.
Okay. But when you met with Michael Proctor, you did not feel the need to take an attorney with you. It was just you, Michael Proctor, and Investigator Clark, correct?
Objection.
That's sustained.
You were asked yesterday about certain texts with your cousin, Allie, correct?
Correct.
Allie is obviously family.
Yes.
But she's more than family. She's also a good friend of yours.
Correct.
As a matter of fact, she's one of your best friends.
Correct.
And at your age, this is not meant to be pejorative, but we're different generations. At your age, your most convenient way of communicating is through text messages, correct?
Correct.
I mean, if you're going to grab a buddy and say, let's meet at the such and such ball field or whatever, you're going to text him probably, not call him.
Either or.
Okay. But texting is pretty common between you and your friends.
Yes.
Texting is certainly common between you and Alan. We've already seen evidence of that, right?
Yes.
And that's generally how you like to communicate with Alan.
I'd say so, yeah.
In fact, when you reached out to her for a ride, there were like 8 text messages back and forth just for a pickup, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, just move your arm.
Sure.
May I approach your honor?
Yes.
This is a copy of 81. I just want you to have that in front of you. Your honor, with the court's permission, can we place exhibit 81 on the screen?
Okay.
Your Honor, may I approach? I need to use the Elmo instead of...
Okay. Is there an objection to that?
No, Your Honor.
All right.
May I have that back?
I thought you meant approach over here.
Sorry about that.
Do you want the Commonwealth to pull it... Mr. Jackson, do you want the Commonwealth to pull it up for you?
He'd be happy to, Your Honor. It's fine.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Thank you, Ms. Gilman.
Can I approach the witness?
Yes.
Okay. You see what's displayed on the screen?
Yes.
It's only part of the text string, but does that look like it's an accurate representation of what you're looking at?
Yes.
And this is a series of texts on or about January 28th and 29th of 2022, is that right?
Yes.
And Mr. Albert, you needed something as simple as a ride. You were just asking Ali to give you a ride, is that right?
Yes.
And that's because you said that it's common for you guys to text back and forth. You just texted her, hey, you can get me now, is that right?
Yes.
And then you texted if it's easier, and then she said, okay, I'm dropping people off, and there was an exchange back and forth, is that right?
Yeah.
And there were at least 8 texts between the two of you, if you just count them up real quick, just about getting picked up.
Yeah.
But if you scroll down a little bit, after the end of that text string, that ends at 12:10 a.m. and it says okay. You see the next date?
Yes.
What date is that?
February 20th.
That's nearly a month later, correct?
Correct.
So there was a gap after January 29th, 2022, when you found out that a man had ended up dead on your uncle's lawn, and you and Ali did not text each other for a month, not once.
Objection.
Sustained as to that form. Ask it differently.
Isn't it true that on January 29th, later in the day, you found out about John O'Keefe and his condition, the fact that he died?
Objection.
Is that true? Did you find out that day?
Yes.
Okay.
So you were well aware of... Thank you. We can take that down. You were well aware, Mr. Albert, that something very tragic had happened at your uncle's house, Brian Albert's house, right?
Correct.
And you were aware that you had been at your uncle's house that night, right?
Correct.
You're also aware that, according to you, Allie McCabe was the one that picked you up and took you from that location.
Correct.
And notwithstanding the fact of this tragedy, you and Allie didn't text each other one time for a month. Is that right?
I don't think that's correct.
So where are those texts?
We text on other platforms too. So I'd say other apps.
So is there a reason why you decided for the next month to just switch platforms to maybe Snapchat?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
No reason.
Are you sure that you switch platforms?
I'd say so, yeah.
Why did you switch platforms?
We go back and forth, I'd say, between platforms texting.
You switch platforms because you know that Snapchat deletes all communications, correct?
Jackson.
Ask it differently, Mr. Jackson.
Do you know that Snapchat has an auto-delete function on it?
If your app is set to that, yes.
Your app was set to that, wasn't it?
I do not remember that.
So again, your memory is failing you.
Can you rephrase that?
Sure. Once again, your memory is failing you.
Objection.
Don't remember.
Objection.
Ask it differently, Mr. Jackson.
Isn't it true, Mr. Albert, that you either switch platforms or deleted the texts because you did not want your text communications with Allie McCabe to be discovered?
Objection.
Overruled.
Is that right?
That's not true.
So where are those communications?
I do not know.
Can't produce them right now, can you?
I'm not sure.
So in the days, the hours, and days, and weeks following the death of John O'Keefe, your communications with your best friend, Allie, the person who gave you a ride home that night, they're just gone. Right?
I'm not sure.
You testified that you provided Exhibit 81, what we're just looking at and you're still looking at in front of you, as a screenshot of your communications on January 29th, 2022 with Ali McCabe, correct? It was a screenshot.
You say that again, sorry.
You provided that item as a screenshot, not as an actual text to law enforcement, is that right?
I don't believe so.
Okay, no. Do you know what a screenshot is?
Yes.
What's a screenshot?
When you take a picture on your phone.
That's a picture from your phone?
Yes.
Okay, so it is a screenshot.
Yes, it is a screenshot.
Okay, that's my question. When you met with Michael Proctor in that interview that lasted 10 minutes, Michael Proctor did not get the actual texts underlying that screenshot, did he?
No.
He never looked for those actual texts, did he?
No.
He never asked you for those actual texts, did he?
No.
And you never volunteered to give him those actual texts, did you?
I think I volunteered to, yeah.
On that day?
Oh, no, not on that day, no.
Not on that day. You know what a phone extraction is?
Not familiar.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a phone imaging or a phone extraction or a forensic extraction? Any of those words sound familiar?
Not really, no.
Michael Proctor never asked you, I think it's fair to say now, given that answer, Michael Proctor never asked you if he could do a phone extraction of your cell phone, did he?
No.
He never asked if he could take a forensic image of your phone, did he?
No.
Do you know what metadata is?
Nope.
You know the dates and times you take a photo on your phone? All the time. It'll capture the date and time of the photo. You know that?
Objection.
I'll hear this answer and it may end your inquiry. Do you know that?
Pretty sure I do, yeah.
Have you ever heard of that data, the dates and times and geolocations, have you ever heard of that referred to as metadata?
No.
Okay, so I'll just use the word date and time.
Okay.
You know that on your phone, if you pull up a text, you can go behind the text and see the date and time that it was actually sent or received, right?
Yeah.
But on a screenshot, you're left with just what's on the screen. You can't go behind the screenshot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You provided just the screenshot, ultimately, not the actual text, correct?
Correct.
But in September of 2023, Michael Proctor's partner, a man by the name of Yuri Buchnik, you know that name?
Yeah.
He contacted you and said he wanted to talk about your text messages, correct?
I don't remember.
Do you remember that you told Yuri Buchnik when he asked about the text messages, you did not have the screenshot anymore. You sent it to your father, Chris.
I don't remember that.
Do you recall telling Yuri Buchnik if he wanted to get the screenshot, you weren't going to give it to him. He'd have to get it from your dad.
Do not remember that.
Do you remember Trooper Buchnik agreeing with you and saying, sure, I'll just call your dad and get it from him?
Don't remember that.
You don't remember giving, you certainly don't remember ever giving Trooper Buchnik a copy of that screenshot?
No, I don't remember.
Because you didn't, did you?
I do not remember.
But you did give it to your dad, right?
I do not remember.
Do you remember anything about this case?
Objection, Your Honor.
I'll withdraw. To this day, you have never been required to present your phone to any law enforcement agent, have you?
Nope.
It was never imaged. It was never downloaded.
Nope.
You still have the same phone?
Yes.
If you had the actual texts on your phone, why did you provide law enforcement with just a screenshot?
Objection.
I'll allow that.
I'm not sure.
You were shown a photo yesterday of you in February of 2022. with your aunt. Remember that photo?
Yes.
Mr. Lally showed you that photo?
Correct.
And he said he wanted you to pay special attention to your face and hands and extremities. Asked you if there was anything unusual about that.
Yes.
You said no. In that photo, absolutely nothing unusual in February of 2022 about you, your face, your hands, your fists, nothing, right?
Correct.
I want to draw your attention to February 26th, same month, less than a month after the incident. You were at a place called Fenway Johnny's with your buddies, weren't you?
Correct.
You and I have two documents I'd like to mark for identification with the court's permission to show to Mr. Lally.
Okay.
One, two.
E and F F.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, present these to the witness.
Yes.
May we approach?
I may as well see them. I'll end up seeing them anyway. So you're putting it in evidence before you display it?
Sure. May I approach one more time?
Yes.
It's loud. Please do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sir, do you recognize those two sets, those two documents?
Yes.
Taking a look at the one that's got multiple documents on it, I don't want you to tell me what's on it. Just tell me if you recognize the picture that's in the middle to the right.
Yes.
Okay. And then looking at the second document, which I believe is marked EE for identification at this point, does that appear to be a true and accurate enlargement of the first thumbnail?
Yes.
And those were taken on February, that photo was taken on February 26, 2022.
Yes.
At the place called, I think it's called Fenway Johnny's, right?
Correct.
Okay. May I publish the...
Put it into evidence first.
Move for the admission of just EE.
So you need to get it to the court reporter.
May I... I'm sorry, just FF? May I approach?
Yes.
EE or FF?
FF.
Okay, give it to Madam Court Reporter to put the exhibit number on it.
Leaves
it at 85 in the honor. Excuse me, FF. Ma'am?
Yes.
Do you see that photograph that's being displayed?
Yes.
Are you in that photograph?
Yes.
Which person are you?
In the middle.
And about what time of day was it? That's you in the middle?
Correct.
Okay. About what time of day was this taken?
Not sure.
Was it at an event of some sort, or just you at a bar?
Just at a bar.
Okay. I want you to take a look at your right hand. Can you see from there clearly your right hand?
Yes.
What do you notice about your right hand?
It's cut up.
Your knuckles are injured, correct?
Correct.
Now, you didn't take this photo, did you?
Nope.
That photo was never on your phone. In other words, it wasn't a friend of yours that took the photo, correct?
No.
This was taken by an event staff member, is that right?
Correct.
It was later posted on social media, isn't that right?
Correct.
You could not access the metadata, you couldn't access the time and date of that photo, correct?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
You couldn't manipulate the time or date this photo was taken?
No.
This photo is completely sort of out of your control, isn't that right?
Correct.
And it was controlled by the event staff at Fenway Johnny's?
Correct.
And on February 26th, less than a month after the incident at Fairview, that's what your right knuckles look like, correct?
Correct.
And this is a true and accurate depiction of your condition on or about February 26th, correct?
Correct.
How'd you get those injuries?
Mr. Albert, we can pull the lights up.
I was at a party, a house party my senior year, and I remember it being icy out, and it was kind of like a steep hill of a driveway, and I was walking up the driveway, and I slipped down the driveway, and I tried to catch myself, but I had something in my left hand, so I had tried to brace myself with my right hand, and I ended up sliding a little bit down the driveway.
What'd you have in your left hand?
If I remember, it was either my phone or a beverage.
So, according to you, you fell on ice and injured your knuckles, as we just saw in that photograph, right across the top of your knuckles.
Correct.
Okay. So, you fell onto, what, pavement? Asphalt?
Yes.
And you braced yourself when you fell, your entire body weight, by putting your right hand down in a fist, and you injured your right fist, just the top of the knuckles on your right fist, when you fell down.
Correct.
Seriously?
Objection, Your Honor.
Sustained.
You didn't put your palms down when you fell?
No.
You fell your entire body weight on your right fist and just injured the top portion of your knuckles, correct?
Correct.
Those injuries to your knuckles look an awful lot like the type of injuries that you would get in a
Objection, Your Honor.
Sustained.
You ever been in a fight, sir?
Other than with my brothers, no.
You've never been in a fight?
Nope.
Your entire life?
Other than with my brothers, no.
Never hurt your knuckles before?
Not sure what you mean.
Never hurt your knuckles in a fight?
No.
And in this case, when you fell down on the asphalt, it was only the top four knuckles of your right hand, correct?
Correct.
You right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed.
You box?
Nope.
I'm sorry, you don't box?
Nope.
You've never boxed?
Never.
You ever practice boxing?
I've hit the bag for like cardio, but other than that, no.
When you hit the bag, is that considered boxing?
I wouldn't say so, not
really. It's not jumping rope, is it, Mr. Albert?
No.
It's not doing curls?
Nope.
Not doing push-ups or calisthenics?
Nope.
It's hitting a bag, correct?
Yeah.
That's boxing, right?
I'd say yeah.
Yeah. When that photograph was taken at Fenway Johnny's, those knuckles looked like they had been re-injured from a prior injury. No?
No.
Just fallen on the asphalt?
Correct.
Any other cuts or scrapes from that terrible fall on the asphalt?
Objection, Your Honor.
I'll rephrase it. Any other cuts or scrapes or injuries from that fall?
I don't remember.
Just your right knuckles? Said you've never been in a fight before.
Nope.
Did you post a video? You threatened that you're going to.
Objection, Your Honor.
The objection sustained. I'll see you at sidebar on this. I'm familiar with this. So I'm going to send you out for a recess. We have some work we have to do here. It wasn't early enough for me to get you coffee and bagels. I apologize for that, but we'll be a little bit. So we'll send you out for the morning recess.
All rise to the court, please. Here, follow me.
So, Mr. Albert, you stay right where you are. We're going to see a couple of short videos, and then Mr. Jackson will ask you questions, and then Mr. Lally will ask you questions. Then I'll hear from the lawyers, and then I'll take a break, and you'll get a break before we go back.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Did you have a lawyer present?
No, I do not.
Okay. All right. So the first one, are they both on the same? They're separate.
Separated.
All right. So let's mark them each for identification.
The one I'm holding in my right hand.
Bring it up.
I'll call Advantage.
Okay.
That would be GG for identification.
Thank you.
Good luck. The one in my left hand, with the court's permission, this is, I'll call this Bang Bang.
That will be AJ's for identification.
All right, thank you. All right, so play GG first, please.
Can
you make this video? Yes, sir. You're a man's voice. I will beat all your asses. I promise you, I will fuck you all up.
Okay, and the next one, please.
Okay.
May I inquire, Your Honor?
Yes.
I'm going to take those two videos one at a time. I'm going to call one the Advantage voice and one the Bang Bang video. For purposes of my questioning, Mr. Albert, specifically regarding the Advantage voice video, did you recognize it?
Yes.
How did you recognize it?
What do you mean by that?
How do you recognize it? Is that you?
Yes.
Okay. When was that taken?
Maybe my sophomore year in high school, around.
Where were you?
I don't remember.
Okay. So your sophomore year in high school, that's about 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, around.
You indicated on cross-examination you've never been in a fight.
No.
Indicating that you have no violent tendencies and no violent proclivities, correct?
Nope.
What were you saying on that video?
That I would beat them up.
Did you say you would beat them up, or did you say, I will fuck you up?
I said, I will F you up.
No, you didn't say, I will F you up. What did you actually say?
That I would fuck them up.
You also said something about beating somebody's ass, right?
Correct.
What did that mean?
That I would beat them up.
So when you said, I will fuck you up and I will beat your ass, was that a friendly invitation?
No.
That was a threat, correct?
I don't know if I would call it a threat.
Don't?
I'm not sure.
Someone walks up to you. I'm not going to do it. But if someone did, walked up to you and said, I will fuck you up. I will beat your ass. You wouldn't take that as a threat?
If they walked up to me, yeah.
Ah. But if they didn't walk up and just shouted it across the street and stood there and said, I will fuck you up, I will beat your ass, that's not a threat.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think you are sure, sir.
All right, no. So that I'll strike at the Commonwealth standing up and objecting.
Were you threatening these Advantage boys, guys, whoever they are?
Yeah, kinda.
Were you
kinda
threatening them with violence?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. In the second video, you said, fuck you, a number of times, and then you said, KO, you said, pull up, KO, bang, bang, right?
Correct.
Explain that to me.
Not sure, like, explain what I said.
Is that a threat?
Yeah.
Pull up, bitch, right?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
Those same Advantage kids.
Got it. So you're threatening them yet again a second time.
Yeah.
What does pull up mean?
Like come by?
Yeah, meaning get over here.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Because when you do, I'm going to fuck you up, right?
Yeah.
Meaning I'm going to fight you and I'm going to put you down. Correct?
Correct.
That was your threat to them.
Correct.
Can we get a time on this second one?
Of course. When was the second one, the bang bang threat made? Before or after the Advantage Boys?
I'm not sure.
After?
Might have been the same night. I really don't know.
Well, you're dressed completely differently, so it's probably not the same night. You would agree with that?
Unless I could have changed my shirt. I do that often.
Okay. So you changed your shirt on the same night, you just decided to threaten the guys twice. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Was it around the same time frame?
Around, yeah.
All right. The fact of the matter is, Mr. Albert, you do like to fight, don't you?
Nope.
The fact of the matter is, you showed up at another hearing, at another proceeding, to testify, and you showed up with busted knuckles then too, didn't you?
Do not remember.
July 27th, 2023. Do you remember being at another hearing?
Yes.
Do you remember being questioned by some attorneys?
Yes.
Do you remember the question about the condition of your fist literally at the hearing?
Yeah.
It was obvious to the person that was questioning you that you had an injury to your fist, correct?
Objection.
Well, that's a statement.
I'll rephrase that. My apologies, Your Honor. You were asked questions by the questioner about the condition, the physical condition of your fist, weren't you?
Correct.
And you claimed at that time, well, let me back up for a second, ask a different question. They were asking because you had open injuries on your right knuckles yet again, didn't you?
Correct.
You said, I must have been hitting a heavy bag, right?
Yeah.
Boxing again.
Hitting the bag, yeah.
Just working out, right?
Yep.
Didn't have any injuries on your left hand, though, did you?
No.
How many times have you hit a heavy bag?
Not sure.
How many times have you worked out with a heavy bag? That's an unfair question. I'll ask a better one. How many times have you worked out on a heavy bag?
I'm not sure.
When you work out on a heavy bag, you wrap your hands, don't you?
I do not, no.
I see. So only your right hand gets injured over and over and over and over again. Not your left hand.
I'm not sure.
Even though you punch in the bag with both hands.
I'm not sure.
Yet again, you're right-handed, aren't you?
Yes.
So when you throw a haymaker, your hardest punch, that's with your right fist, right?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
Is that right?
I would say they have equal. They're equal. I don't know. Not sure.
All right, Mr. Lally.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Albert, when those videos were made, you were a sophomore in high school, is that right?
Around that, yeah.
How old were you when you were a sophomore in high school?
16 years old.
And so that would have been at least a couple years before January of 2022, correct?
Yeah.
And as far as within those videos, as far as timing, so those videos were around the same time, both sort of same time period within your sophomore year?
Correct.
And relatively close to each other, is that correct?
Correct.
And who or what is an advantage for?
It's a club hockey team.
And what, if any, relationship did you have with that club hockey team?
None.
And so, as far as what videos you were made in sending, were there any videos from that group that were made and sent to you?
Text messages.
And with regard to those text messages, generally speaking, what do they say?
Just name calling me and my friends, calling us like pussies and stuff like that.
So this was sort of a back and forth, is that correct?
Correct.
And do you even play hockey?
Nope.
And were these people around your age at that time?
Yeah.
And were they kids from the same town or different?
I don't even know where they're from.
Did you even really know these kids or what their names were or anything like that?
Not at all.
And was there ever any sort of physical fight or any even a physical interaction with these other kids?
Never.
Did you ever even meet them face to face?
Never.
And with regard to Mr. O'Keefe, your neighbor who lived at the top of the street when you lived at Seven Meadows, you ever threaten him?
Never.
Did he ever threaten you?
Never.
Did you ever have any sort of back and forth exchange similar to what was up on the screen?
Never.
I have nothing further.
Okay.
Your Honor, may I, very briefly, you indicated, Mr. Albert, that this was your sophomore year in high school, but you were asked that exact same question under oath, the time frame of these videos in that other hearing, weren't you?
I believe so, yes.
You indicated under oath in that hearing that it looked like it was your junior or senior year in high school, correct?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Not sure.
Exactly what I said.
Your senior year would have been what year, sir?
2021-22.
Same year John O'Keefe died.
Correct.
They have Molly on.
Yes.
That's all I have at this time, Your Honor. Thank you.
All right. I will hear you.
Your Honor, if we could make the argument outside the presence of the witness.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm going to ask you to step out of the court.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, you cannot hear in that back room.
No problem. I appreciate you giving us the opportunity. Your Honor, it's very clear that these videos are highly, highly relevant given the sanitized testimony that this witness has tried to present to this jury. He's indicated that he's never been in a fight. He doesn't have any violent proclivities. He doesn't have any violent tendencies. It's not in his countenance to do this. Mr. Lally opened this
door.
So
you only got that through the voir dire?
Understood.
Okay,
understood.
So the violent tendencies only came in through the voir dire.
Well, that's not true. When in front of the jury, he said, I've never been in a fight.
Okay, but that specific question, you said violent tendencies, it was unobjected to, but that was voir dire.
Understood. Mr. Lally clearly opened this door yesterday. He presented a photograph or a series of photographs with this witness's family, his arm draped over his aunt, he's with his mom, looking very, very family-oriented, etc. And Mr. Lally went further than that and specifically said, I want you to take a look at your face and your hands and your extremities. Do you see anything unusual or, you know, odd about that? That's why I believe the court allowed, based on the testimony today, allowed the photograph in February of 2022 of the actual photo that cannot be manipulated. It's in the hands of a third party. Of the busted and injured knuckles on this witness's right hand. He then said, I've never been in a fight. Those two videos belie that testimony. There is no way to look at those two videos and say this is not relevant to the issue of whether or not he has been in a fight.
But tell me how whether he's been in a fight is relevant to an issue in this case. Because, that's what you have to
because
do.
Because the police should have, the Massachusetts State Police should have, if they were doing their due diligence, they should have investigated this young man. They should have investigated every single person that was in that house, in or around the home of John where John O'Keefe was found, the Albert home, and they didn't. They did nothing to investigate whether or not there was someone in the house who tended to fight, who wanted to get in physical altercations, who had a propensity to get in physical altercations, who was a fighter by nature, who threatened to fight, who threatened violence. That's what this young man has indicated he does constantly. Not, I'm surprised he didn't show up in this hearing with busted knuckles.
So does this go to your third-party culprit defense?
It goes to both. It certainly goes to Bowden, but yes, it also goes to our third-party culprit defense as well. This is a focus of, I believe, this should be a focus of the juror's attention in terms of, is there a third party who could have done this? That evidence points to that may have done this, absolutely, this evidence, what we now have, points directly in that it's focused in that direction. So yes, both it should have been investigated and Colin Albert is somebody that the jurors should focus their opinion on or their attention on to determine whether or not he could have or was involved in the death of John O'Keefe.
All right, Mr. Lally.
Yes, Your Honor. Commonwealth would submit did not open the door in reference to this, showing a photograph of someone and what they physically looked like. There was no suggestion. The only questions that were asked about fighting or anything of that nature were by counsel. So counsel thinks he opened his own door. I don't think that's exactly how that works. This is nothing more than rank speculation. It has nothing, bears no relevance whatsoever to this case. You're talking about something that is dated at least a year, if not two, prior to the incidents in this case.
But what if it's as Mr. Jackson pointed out, the prior testimony, his senior year, which is, of course, is much closer?
Well, I think even assuming that, as far as relevance is concerned, Your Honor, there is no evidence here of a fight at all. There is no evidence that this witness was even present at the house at the same time as the victim. There's no evidence of any animus between this witness and the victim. There is no evidence whatsoever, as I stated, that he was even present at the same place at the same time on the night with John O'Keefe on the night that John O'Keefe was killed. There is no evidence from even these videos of any physical altercation having taken place. So whatever juvenile beef that he and his friends had with individuals from another town, there's no evidence whatsoever of physical altercation. There's no evidence that there's a physical altercation even in this case. So to allow counsel to introduce this purely for, you know, prejudicial reasons and to invite the jury to speculate as to what it is essentially does nothing but divert the jury's attention away from the facts of the case and what the evidence of the case is, and more so is just there's no evidence of anything in this case.
May I do it briefly?
Yes.
In terms of evidence of a fight, I don't know what Mr. Lau is talking about. He says there's no evidence of a fight in this case. John O'Keefe looks like he had been beaten to death. He's got two black eyes, a laceration over his right eye, a laceration over his nose, a giant wound on the back of his head, and he doesn't look like he was hit by a car. He looks like he was in a physical altercation. It's as plain as the nose on your face, and we have evidence that we have witnesses who are going to propound that evidence and present that evidence. So Mr. Lally and the Commonwealth can take whatever position they want to. If they think those injuries are consistent with being hit by a 6,000-pound truck, they can knock themselves out. That is not the state of the case, and they don't get to dictate the state of the facts. The facts speak for themselves. Second, with regard to whether or not Mr. Albert was home that night, or at the home that night in a position to be able to engage in a physical altercation, which, by the way, takes about that long, that is predicated on his own family members covering for him. Every one of the witnesses who testified basically are friends and families of the Alberts. And keep in mind, Your Honor, I don't think it's lost on anybody that Colin Albert was hidden, specifically and intentionally hidden from all of law enforcement for the first several months of this investigation. Nobody was willing to even say he was at the house. That is highly, highly suspicious. Given the gravity of what we have now, I would take an issue with one thing Mr. Lally said. He said this diverts the jurors' attention. I would agree it diverts their attention. It diverts their attention to somebody who possibly could be involved with this who was not properly investigated. And I'll submit.
Okay. So may I have those two flash drives, please? Yes. No, I was asking them court report. All right. So I will... why don't we take a 15-minute recess? I'll look at these and then we'll come out.
Court, all right.
I actually will see counsel at Zabar. I wasn't sure this was going to happen. So, Jim. Actually, they'll need to be passed down to Nancy. Thank you. Sorry. Okay, the witness can take the stand, please.
And so I remind you, you're still under oath.
All right, so Mr. Jackson, Madam Court Reporter has two marked for marked for identification. Are you moving to introduce those into evidence at this point?
With the court's permission, yes.
Okay. So let's wait a minute. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
you. Mr. Albert, before we took a break, you had mentioned that you've never been in a fight.
Correct.
You stand by that testimony?
Correct.
I'd like you to take a look at a video. It's been marked for... Sorry, it's evidence number 86. I'm going to play this short video for you, and then I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
Yo, you're Benton's boys. I will beat all your asses. I promise you, I will fuck you all up. Pull up, bitch.
We have lights. Did you recognize what was depicted in that video?
Yes.
Who was that?
Me.
Approximately when was that video taken?
Around my sophomore year in high school.
Sophomore year or senior year in high school?
Say around my sophomore year in high school.
Why do you say your sophomore year when you previously... Well, let me ask it a different way. Did you previously testify at a different hearing back in July of 2023?
Yes.
You were asked about this video, weren't you?
Yes.
You were asked about another video at the same time, correct?
Correct.
And in that hearing, you said you believe that was taken closer to your junior year or senior year in high school, correct?
Correct.
And that was under the oath?
Correct.
Same oath that you took here?
Correct.
Closer in time to the events in question, and at that time you said your junior year or senior year in high school, correct?
Correct.
If it was your senior year in high school, what year would that have been?
21-22, so 2021, 2022.
Going into 2022, correct?
Yeah.
The same year that John O'Keefe passed away.
Correct.
What did you mean by, I'm gonna fuck you up?
That I was gonna beat them up.
Actually, you didn't say beat them up. You said, I'm gonna beat your ass, didn't you?
Yes.
That was a threat, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was a threat directed at some other individuals with whom you had some sort of a a beat for a problem.
Correct.
And your resolution of that problem is, I'm going to fuck you up, I'm going to beat your ass, right?
Correct.
But you've never been in a fight.
Never.
Your Honor, with the court's permission, could we play evidence number 87?
Yes.
What? May I inquire?
Yes.
Mr. Albert, who is that in that video?
Me.
Was that taken around the same time?
Yes.
You indicated you're a bitch, bro. Right?
Correct.
Was that a threat?
Yes.
More of an insult?
Yeah, more of an insult.
Calling someone out?
Yep.
Making them feel bad?
Yeah.
Prompting them to maybe bite?
Jackson, Your Honor.
Yeah, I'll ask that question differently, Mr. Sure. Jackson.
Also called him a pussy, didn't you?
Correct.
Derogatory comment?
Correct.
And then you said, K.O., bang, bang, right?
Correct.
What does K.O. mean?
Knockout.
And what does bang, bang mean?
I'm not sure, honestly.
You were just talking about knocking somebody out.
Correct.
And the bang, bang just sort of flowed.
Exactly.
Was that a threat?
Yes.
And these threats that we've just talked about, that we've just seen, these are threats of physical violence, right?
Correct.
You're not threatening to hurt their feelings or send them a mean text, right?
No.
You're threatening to kick their ass, right?
Correct.
To get physical, right?
Yes.
To ball up your fists and beat the shit out of them.
Objection.
Can you answer that? Will you answer that, please?
Yeah, can you repeat the question?
Probably shouldn't. You were threatening to ball up your fist and beat the heck out of him.
Objection.
I'll allow it. Is that what you were threatening to do?
Yes.
When you testified in a separate proceeding in July 2023, you actually showed up for questioning live, correct?
Yes.
And you showed up at the time in July of 2023 with your knuckles busted up again, didn't you?
Correct.
And you were asked about your knuckles at that time, correct?
Correct.
And that time you said, oh no, I didn't fall down on black ice and slip and break my fall with my knuckles like you said here. You said, oh, I hit a heavy bag and busted my knuckles up on a heavy bag, right?
Correct.
So that heavy bag was you practicing boxing, right?
It was me getting cardio, yes.
Which is in a form of fighting.
In a form, yeah.
Punching a bag.
Yep.
That's how you choose to do your cardio?
Sometimes.
And you're right-handed?
Yes.
And it was your right hand that was busted up?
Correct.
So when you throw your hardest punch, that's with your right hand, isn't it?
I'd say they're equal.
You're equally strong with both hands?
I'd say so.
So in your words, you could fuck somebody up with either hand, right?
Objection, Your Honor.
You answer that?
No, I'm not saying that.
That's all I have, Your Honor.
Okay, Mr. Lally.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Your Honor, just before I begin, may we approach?
Okay.
More raw courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed is coming up from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Press subscribe so you don't miss a minute.